It's not even 2 miles of a 2,000-mile border. As a matter of fact, half of Americans support a border wall as the Biden administration seeks to remove the border barrier in Texas. This is Breitbart. Always focused on the border, always focused on the wall. But what does this tell us, Breitbart? Well, it admits that Trump didn't do it. Trump's line is, we fixed the border. No, you didn't. You didn't fix the wall. You didn't build the wall. And what you did build, you put massive gates in it. We're going to see a picture of that here. All the gaps in the wall. You know, all together with mostly he just repaired existing wall. But with the repairs and a little bit of added wall, got about 400 miles of the 2,000-mile border as wall. So he's got a 400-mile wall and a 1,600 miles of doors. That's what came out of Trump. Half of Americans, say Breitbart, support building a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. And again, I think this is a phony solution. But they can't even deliver this as a phony solution. While only 1 in 3 are opposed to the wall, according to a survey conducted on Monday. But let's talk about what is really happening at the wall. This is one guy who went to the border, and he looks at the razor wire that's there, and he talks about how phony and fake that is. He's panning across the horizon here. He's walking up to the border.
Does this look honestly like this would stop anybody? All you got to do if you're on the other side is walk over here. This is what it's all about right now, is this razor wire. This razor wire is stopping nobody. Look, all you got to do if you're on that side, snip the wire. That's it. This is all it is right here. This is all it is. That's what all this is about. But what it's doing is sending a message. All it's doing is sending a message to the other side saying, hey, we don't care. It's a free-for-all. Come on in. That's all it's sending. That's all it's doing is sending a message. But if you look at how pathetic this really is, all this really is.
And, of course, there's nobody there either, is there?
It's easy. Easy.
Because there's places where there's not even that little bit of a barrier.
Show all that.
Yeah, most of it has not even that minimal obstruction.
There's no water. There's no water in the river at all. I mean, it's easy just to walk over, as you can see.
CNN tried to portray the fact that this was causing kids to drown.
Governor Abbott, for 3 years, have just been letting people in millions at a time, and now he's making a stand over this? Over this? That's what this is all about? I'm just trying to put it in perspective for people. That's all I'm trying to do. The truth is the truth, no matter how it looks. And that's the truth. Take a look at it one more time. This is what it's about, America, right here. This cheap wire that they can come over here and cut themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And then a guy drives along the area with a camera showing just how fake the wall is, how fake the military presence is. Here's his clip.
I live in Texas. I was just in Eagle Pass, and I've got some videos I need to show you guys. Because you're watching the news, whether it's CNN or Fox, you're letting these news media idiots get you riled up against each other. Let me show you some videos that might just calm your ass down and make you turn off the TV. Watch this.
Divide right. And conquer and vote for me.
The wall. You know, the fence that we put up, and they put up a secondary fence because they opened the gates. There's some armed guards with some pretty serious weaponry, you know, pretty intimidating, right? Here's your razor wire.
Yeah.
In between the two bridges.
Just a little bit of a fence.
This is into Mexico and also the entrance to Eagle Pass. There's some Hummers, some more guys, right? We're protecting, you know, we're keeping them out. This is 0.5 miles from that area. 0.5 miles from where they set up their cameras. 0.5 miles from where they have all the people there. And it's right down the road. I left this long to show you just how short of a drive it is for us to get to a point where all that we just saw does not matter. And they're just getting you riled up against each other because it's election time. And right about here is where you're going to see it.
Just a half a mile down the road. Look at this.
Where are the armed guards? Where are the AR-15s? Where is the razor wire? Where's the gates? That's half a mile from where the media is blowing up that Texas versus the feds, that we're having this big battle.
It's an opening, and they don't even put a gate that can be closed there.
First gate that I saw. We drove down a little bit more. There's one. It had a chain on it. Driving down the road. You got Trump's wall doing its job.
Yeah, right.
This one has never even had a gate.
That's it. That's what this is all about. Because we know what this is ultimately about, right? That's entertainment. That's what it's about. They're tap dancing around the wall. And, of course, the Republicans and Democrats are, you know, coordinated with each other. It's a contra dance. No, it's all entertainment. And don't be fooled by these people. Biden's Trojan horse immigration deal would allow another 1.8 million migrants. See, he's doing this right in front of your face. And the other people are pretending, oh, we got this under control now. Except it's still going, right? Don't let your congressman approve this. He doesn't need the approval of the Senate. Look, in the same way that Speaker Johnson says, and Musk has chimed in on it as well, you don't need us to pass something for you to protect the border. You can do that right now. As I've said before, well, so could have Trump. Trump didn't need the permission of the Supreme Court. He didn't need the money from Congress. He's got control of the military. He could do what he wanted to shut down the border. He could have built the wall. He could have done a quick solution. He could have done any of that. He could have done it by executive order, but he didn't do it, right? And the Republicans are claiming that if they stop this Senate bill, they can stop people from coming in. And, of course, the Democrats are going to facilitate 1.8 million people a year coming in. And but by blocking this bill, they're not going to block 1.8 million people from coming in. Nothing is being done at the border. So, again, Biden could stop it, but he's not. The Republicans pretend that they're stopping it, but they're not. You see, they're both using this as an issue, and neither of them are doing anything about this invasion that is happening.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask, take your vaccine, don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds, it's the David Knight Show.